Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Nusrat Kaza, a Bradford-based dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So, could you explain what a dietitian does?
A dietitian is the only healthcare professional that can diagnose, assess, and treat nutritional and dietary problems at an individual and a wider public health level. We use the most up-to-date and evidence-based health and scientific research on food, health, and disease. We then translate all of that into practical advice and guidance for patients and their families and their carers and for healthcare professionals to make sure that this is personalised to their lifestyle and for their food choices. Most of us predominantly work in the NHS, in GP surgeries or in community settings, or in secondary care, in hospitals, on the wards or in outpatients. Many dietitians, including myself, work privately with businesses or companies in food industry, in research, in catering, in education and in sports.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
Poor appetite or a loss of appetite, having decreased energy, and the sort of biggest indicator is unplanned weight loss. This can lead to changes in how a person looks and feels and how they function. So medical conditions that can be a cause of this are things like cancer, and even in cancer treatment, radiotherapy and chemotherapy can have a negative impact on nutritional intake. Respiratory diseases such as COPD, long COVID illnesses, often requiring hospital admission for things like a stroke or they've had surgery, and that could have been planned or unplanned. But the long-term conditions such as cystic fibrosis or gastrointestinal conditions such as IBD can cause disease-related malnutrition, as your body might need more nutrients for repair and rehab. So that's how I would explain it.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
We have more than 3 million people who are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition. Of these, at least 1.3 million of them are over 65.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
So locally, the national statistics do reflect what we see in clinical practice. For Bradford District, we rate the 13th most locally deprived local authority in England, and 22% of children live below the poverty line. The life expectancy in Bradford is around 11 years lower than the national average. So big challenge at the moment, I would say, if you're advising people to eat more food or buy more snacks or maybe buy some nutritional fluids, is the cost of that. The cost of living at the moment is high. So accessing food and buying food and cooking food can be a problem. Even people that do have good amounts of income can struggle. So as dietitians, we would advise, obviously, to the best of your economic budget. Although in Bradford, we do have quite a large ethnic minority population. We do have, in those sorts of populations, a very good support system. So we do see probably a lot less of that malnutrition in sort of those sorts of families because they live in extended families. But the non-ethnic minority groups, we do see a lot more social isolation, which can exacerbate disease-related malnutrition.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
It can lead to people more prone to illness and injury. Therefore, it can be a little bit of a vicious circle, which often requires medical help to interrupt that circle. Some of the consequences, particularly, I would say, are physical and functional decline, reduced muscle strength, reduced immunity to illness. You might not recover as quickly from illness or after a surgery. It does have an impact on the quality of life that people have. You know, you might not be able to enjoy those things because you've not got the energy or strength.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
Things to look out for are things like your clothes may not fit as much as they used to do before. They might be a bit looser trousers. You might be needing to tighten your belt. Often we see things like if people wear rings or things like that, they might become a bit looser. So it's just looking for things that might show that you may have lost weight unintentionally. People might not be eating as much. They might be leaving quite a bit of food on their plate, that sort of thing. So if those are the things you're seeing, it's worth sort of having a conversation with your GP as to whether they might be at risk of malnutrition. And they can refer them to a dietitian if needed.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
We want to get to the bottom of that and investigate and make sure we treat it correctly, make sure we've got the right information and get the right tests done and find out what's going on.
Where should we look online for further help and support?
There's a really good self-screening tool you can use online, which is at www.malnutritionselfscreening.org, and it will work out if you've lost any weight. And there's some really good advice and tips as to whether you're high, medium, low risk and what to do next. There's also some really fantastic fact sheets available for patients and supporting with carers, but also for healthcare professionals to use on the Malnutrition Pathway website, www.malnutritionpathway.co.uk, that I think people would find really helpful.